Chapter 10. Inside the House. Soon, the door of the house opened, and the two men appeared. They opened the back doors of the van and climbed into it. When they appeared again, they had computers in their arms.
"Look,"
said Diane.
"Those are the computers from school. They keep them in the abandoned house."
The men took the computers into the house and returned again 1 minute later. They did this 5 more times, each time with computers and printers from the school computer room. Finally, the men locked the door of the house, climbed into the front of the van, and left. The van disappeared around the corner.
"Right,"
said Jason.
"Let's go."
The teenagers followed Jason to the back of the house. The window of the second room was still 5 centimeters open. Jason opened it more and turned to his friends.
"I'll enter first and check the house,"
he said quietly.
"Maybe those men have got other friends here."
"I didn't think of that,"
Diane said. She looked very worried.
"Don't worry,"
said Jason.
"I'm sure there isn't anybody in the house, but we must be careful. Wait 5 minutes and then call the police."
Jason climbed into the house and closed the window. The other teenagers sat on the ground and waited. Everything in the house was dirty and there was a bad smell. There was a table and 2 chairs and some boxes in the corner. On the table there were old beer cans, half a sandwich, and a torch.
"Maybe I'll need the torch for the cellar,"
Jason thought, and he took it and left the room. He was in the hall. In front of him, there was a grand old staircase to the first floor.
"Where's the cellar?"
Then Jason saw another simple staircase. At the bottom of it was a closed door. It was very dark.
"The cellar,"
Jason thought. He turned on the torch and walked downstairs.